She's cute, but there's sadness in her eyes. There's sort of low self-esteem. You could tell she's always kind of been in the shadow of fine Sister Rachel. You know, when they would walk down the street, the guys would say, "Whoa, look at Rachel," and Leah would be behind her, but not that many guys talk to Leah as opposed to Rachel. So, you know, Leah's cute, but Rachel's fine. So she's kind of in the shadow. She's kind of in shadow. On top of that, Leah's the older sister. So my younger sister getting the most attention, but I'm the oldest. And my father kind of always favored her because she's been so cute. Like, Rachel's so cute. Hey, Leah, good to see you too. And, you know, when I look around this room, there's some people sort of in the middle, but for the most part, you got Rachel's and Leah's. Let's just be straight. You got Rachel's and Leah's. You got the type of sisters here that's always been cute, always had a bad body, sort of always been able to manipulate whatever you needed with that body, and always been fine, and you can walk down the street. If your rent got low, you can find somebody to pay, because you're bad, girl, you're bad, and you know what you're doing, and you shake it when you need to, and you know what...
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Combat the spread of COVID-19 in Louisiana, Governor John Bel Edwards issued a stay-at-home order, directing all Louisiana residents to shelter at home and limit movements outside of their homes beyond essential needs. What is essential? Well, you can go to the grocery store, convenience store, or a warehouse store. You can go to the pharmacy to pick up your medications or other health care necessities. You can go to medical appointments, but check with your doctor or provider first. You may go to a restaurant for takeout, delivery, or drive-through. You can care for or support a friend or family member. You can walk your pets and take them to the veterinarian if necessary. You can take a walk, ride your bike, jog, hike, be in the nature for exercise. Just keep at least 6 feet between you and other people. You can help someone to get necessary supplies, and you can receive deliveries from any business which delivers. We love you. Stay safe. From KAYT, KQJO-FM.
To be blessed, God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, sir. In the field, I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
Stand the test.
He's gonna open the window.
Anointed King Cuts wants to thank Central Louisiana and the surrounding areas for your wonderful support in their business. They are currently complying with the governor's stay-at-home order and will be closed until the order is lifted. Anointed King Cuts is looking forward to continuing to serve Central Louisiana and surrounding areas' personal grooming needs. Although they're closed because of social distancing, they've never been closer to the people of this area. Thank you for your support.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tune in to CJ every Monday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing the best of Southern Soul and R&B right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm at the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
He brought me through hard trials. He brought me through tribulations. Never let a day go by me through our trials. He brought me through tribulations. Never let a day go by and not realize it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Back was against the wall, looked out for me. He heard my cry and rescued me. Never let a day go by and not realize we are.
About it for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood,
it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood.
You do, Jesus. I said, please just hold me. Hold me, Lord. Will you please hold me? Hold me, Lord. Like a mother. Hold a little child. Good mama, what you do? Wipe your little eyes. You don't have to say nothing, but you see, I know. Ain't he good tonight? Y'all don't know. He's good tonight. I don't care what you're going through it. He's good. He's good, y'all. Go away. Jesus. Been so good. Still I
just can't tell anymore.
I don't care what your problem is tonight.
Jesus,
Jesus,
you've been so good.
Get to hell.
Still I just can't tell anymore.
I can't
go
in hell. see. I tried to
die him soon in the morning.
Just a half, y'all.
Still, I just can't tell it all.
Got up, worked it away.
I tried him
just a half in the morning.
In the morning,
I realized.
Still, I just.
Somebody said, I can't
tell it all.
No,
I
can't
tell it all.
Somebody said, well, I died in a secret room. I realized
I just can't.
Jesus, you know that you're a doctor.
Doctor.
How many been sick tonight? Know that he's a doctor for you. When you wake up, pain, tell somebody.
Still, I just can't tell.
Jesus,
he's
a
doctor.
In a sick room.
In a sick room.
I realize.
Still, I just.
Somebody said, I can't
tell it all.
I just can't, y'all.
Can't tell him.
Wait a minute. I don't know. Quiet it on down. You see, some of you sitting here tonight may not have been like I am. Broken, no money in your pocket. Can I get a witness here? You see, y'all don't like to kind of sing it, but sometimes I've been down to my last dime. He stepped in on time. He's a friend of mine. I don't know about you tonight, but he heard my call. Now, how many of you go to the mailbox sometime and you got bills on top of bills? Sometime I go to the mailbox and see a house note, car note, sometime past due. And I begin to pray and call to Jesus. And he come to my rescue. You see, sometimes when I don't have a dime in my pocket, he still make me just walk around like a rich, real rich man. I just say, he make me feel good. What it make you feel good when you have a dime in your pocket? And I just say, you've been good.
You've been so good to me.
You've been good to me, Jesus.
You've been
just
so good to me.
No matter what friends say about me.
You've been so good.
I tell myself, you know what I found out? So whatever you do, stand
by me, Lord.
Anybody here want to stand by you? Say, whatever you do, Jesus,
stand by
me. And then you know what? Sometimes
Lord,
when Johnny, I
when
get lonely.
I'm lonely, stand by me, Lord.
Oh, God, my God, God is 20 people?
Sure, I know 20 people. Why do you ask?
If you have at least 20 contacts for people in your phone, then you can take a part of the 2020 challenge.
What's the 2020 challenge?
Send a text message from your phone to 20 people in your contacts and ask if they are registered to vote. If people reply that they are not registered to vote, tell them it's easy to do on their local Secretary of State website.
What if they are already registered to vote?
If they are registered to vote, challenge them to the 2020 challenge by forwarding your message to 20 people in their contacts.
What if people say they aren't interested in voting?
Acknowledge that voting isn't the only way that we can make a change, but there are people spending a lot of money to stop people like us from voting because they know our votes can put an end to some of this foolishness happening in the country right now.
For more information, 404-548-8294.
The Black Belt Radio Project and Crescent City Media Group are proud sponsors of this PSA and KAYT-KQJO.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Amazing.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junkyard Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junkyard Party. It's only here on KAYT.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
Yeah! question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is
no, 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 no.
The question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is. Question.
And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?